A year ago, Philadelphia hosted a citywide experiment in public monuments with 20 artworks temporarily on display. They were in parks, also in plazas. The most popular piece now has a permanent home. WHYY's Peter Crimmins tells us about that.
The sculpture getting the most attention from passersby during last year's Monument Lab experiment was a giant Afro pick in the shape of a Black Power fist. It was stationed across the street from City Hall, just a few yards from the statue of former Mayor Frank Rizzo. It's called All Power to All People. The artist is Hank Willis Thomas, and he remembers first seeing an Afro pick as a boy growing up in Philadelphia in the 1970s.
You said you were cool. It was part of, you know, Adidas sneakers and, you know, the jumpsuit. Beyond that, I learned as I got older that it was also about solidarity and also about pride in having kinky hair.
At least 80,000 people engaged with the giant hair pick, meaning they stopped to look at it or ask a Monument Lab volunteer about it. It's also one of the most photographed sculptures. Jody Throckmorton is a curator at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts and a fan of Thomas's work.
It was one of the pieces I was most excited about. I mean, he is just an incredible artist. I've been looking at his work for some time, and PAFA, sadly, this is the first piece by him that PAFA ever acquired. He's an important artist that I've wanted to have in the collection.
Throckmorton acquired the 12-foot hair pick and put it in the front window of PAFA on Broad Street. It will remain there until the fall, when another institution has already booked it for a loan. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.